One of the great pleasures of Easter is watching the parade of hats. Big, small, plain, or covered with bows and rhinestones, you've got to have an Easter bonnet. Estella Wheeler is the owner of Estella's Hats in Washington, D.C. She joins us now to talk about some of the hats she saw in church this morning. Hello, Miss Wheeler.
Good afternoon, Miss Debbie. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Likewise. And I'm really on a special high today because I've just come from service at the church, and I'm telling you, it was just a wonderful day to spend in church this Easter Sunday.
What kind of hats were people wearing in service?
Oh, God. It was certainly a fashion parade. There were such beautiful colors, the lime greens and the soft baby pinks and the baby blue and lavender, wide brims, small brims, stingy brims. Hats with bows and hats with flowers and hats with jewels and stones. It was just absolutely fantastic.
What would you say is the biggest trend this Easter season?
Oh, I think this new fabric that came out last year called Cinema. It is a wide brim but lightweight fabric. And it turns up and then it turns down, but it carries so beautifully and so well that everybody wants a Cinema hat this year. And it's been one of the biggest sellers in my store this year. And lavender, to me, has been one of the colors that's been asked for mostly. Lavender and lime green.
Now, what did you wear to church today?
Would you believe navy blue and white? And I highlighted it with a touch of silver, a wide brim silver hat with a cascade of silver roses running down the side. And it was absolutely stunning.
Now, I don't want you to be rude or uncharitable here, but was there just something that you saw, you looked at, and you thought, you know, I could have done a better job with that hat?
Well, always. I tell people always, I think every woman should be coming to Estella's. Now, you know that already, because, you know, I specialize in fitting the hard to fit for that woman who's too short for that wide brim hat. So I'm always observant of that person who might should have not have done that today.
It's all about proportion.
It is indeed. There is a hat for everyone, but not everyone likes a hat. But I tell them at Estella's we can fit any woman for a hat. Any woman. And I challenge them to try me.
Why is a good hat so important?
Oh, my God. I think it's like a good dress. When you put a hat on your head, it gives you a feeling of just sheer beauty. It is like finishing touches to that outfit. If you want to look absolutely gorgeous, my mom used to say, add a hat to your crown, and it would finish off the whole product. And I'm telling you, when you saw the way the women look today in church, you would agree that my mom was right. The hats and the gloves. Some people are getting back even to the gloves now. And I'm loving it. I'm just absolutely loving it. I'm one of the old-fashioned women that believe that, you know, when you get dressed for God, just dress fine as you can. And don't forget the hat. Don't forget the hat.
Estella Wheeler, owner of Estella's Hats in Washington, D.C., thank you so much for joining us.
I thank you for asking me to come on. God bless you, and a happy, happy holiday to each and every one of your listeners.